Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. So I need you to go grab your pen and your paper and your Bible as we get to it. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to ask that you continue to pray for us here at Truth Finders, as I am praying for you, my sisters and brothers. I see you down in Australia has been listening, amen. India, Afghanistan, Yemen, we're all praying one for another. We're praying for our sisters and brothers in Ukraine. We have so much to pray for, saints. But we continue to pray one for another, amen. As the Bible tells us, one could chase 1,000 to 10,000, amen. So our prayers are working, amen. Our prayers are moving heaven on earth. So let's continue to pray for one another, amen. I also want you all to, if you need to reach out to us, you can always reach us on Facebook, which most of you are listening to us on Facebook. You can write in the comments. You can inbox us. You can also email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. And you also can like and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, so when every time we have new episodes, that you'll be automatically emailed. Amen? That's a good place to be. So follow us on Facebook. And listen, I think you should share these messages with a friend. Amen? Listen, every message is not for everybody, but every message is for somebody. Amen? So share, even if the message is not for you. We're the body of Christ, and we're trying to build and elevate people in Christ, amen. So if you start sharing with a friend, that's why we start off saying call a friend and text a neighbor. Let them know Truth Finders is on the air. Most people are looking for truth, and you have the truth in you, amen. And so by now you should have your pen, your paper, and Bible, and let's get started with a prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We humbly come before you, ask the Holy Spirit to come in and have your way. Touch our minds and touch our hearts, Lord God. Let us decrease and you increase, because we know it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit that the Lord hosts. So we ask you to move by your Spirit even on today, Lord God, even in our atmosphere, Lord God, even, hallelujah, every word, Lord God. Give us a word that will free us, Lord God, that will deliver us, Lord God, that will heal us on today, Lord God. And we just honor you, hallelujah, and we thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. Thank you for joining us on today. As usual, we're going to do a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together, amen. And last time we were together, we were talking about when a man ways pleases God. And we talked about how you can't earn salvation. There's nothing you can do to work your way in. So the blood of Jesus is what's covering you right now. That's what's saving you. And all we know, all you had to do, according to John 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the third day and he did it for you, you're saved. But you're responsible for your ways. You're responsible on the things you do. You're responsible for keeping your heart clean. You're responsible, hallelujah, to keeping your mind just stayed on Jesus, amen. And if you want to listen to that message in its entirety, you can go back on Blog Talk Radio under Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries and listen to it. But on today, which is interesting, that kind of lines up, today we want to talk about the will of God concerning you. And this is lining up with the ways of God on today, amen. And so we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm going to do something I normally don't do. I am going to read the entire chapter, but we're just going to reference things as we go back, and we're doing this for the sake of time. This is so much. The Holy Ghost has been giving me just a lot of scriptures, guys. And because we're truth finders, so we're looking for truth. So bear with me as I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm going to read the entire chapter right now, and then we're going to move into the will of God concerning you. Amen. It says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But when they shall say, peace and safety, and then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with children, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the and helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but every follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and pray God your whole spirit and soul and body to preserve blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is that calling you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that the epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen. So I just read to you 1 Thessalonians, the whole entire chapter 5. And on today we're talking about the will of God concerning you. A lot of times people say, well, you have to live holy. You have to do this. But a lot of us just don't understand what we need to do to stay in the fold. And it's not works. That we are not saved by works. But it's some things, and Apostle Paul talks about them here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So the first thing that I want to speak to you all, we have 12 things that the will of God is the will of God concerning you. These are things that you have to do, and we're still dealing with our ways, amen. Number one, rejoice evermore. And we just read that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, where he says, rejoice evermore. God say, rejoice in the always, and again I say rejoice. He even says it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, and get over there with us for our new saints. Amen. We have to go back a couple of books. Well, let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And we're talking about the will of God concerning you, things that you have to do. And number one is rejoice evermore. We looked at it at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. It says rejoice evermore. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. For you to hold on to what God has given you, the gift God has given you of salvation, you have to rejoice. You have to take it with gladness. You have to be joyful. Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And I've always said it's the most undeveloped fruit of the Spirit. As men and women of God, we're rejoicing because we're saved. We know where we're going after this. And a lot of times people don't come to our Lord, doesn't come to our Christ because we're not joyful, and they don't understand it. Well, if the world's not joyful and they're not joyful, what can they give me that the world can't give me? But the first thing God says, the will of God concerning you is you have to rejoice always. Have that joy down on the inside. Understand that you're saved by grace, that you are beautiful and fearfully and wonderfully made, that Christ died that you may be free, You have to always remember that. That's something that we have to do. So the will of God, concerning you, number one, is rejoice evermore. Number two, pray without ceasing. And we just read that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, and it says, pray without ceasing, as simple as that. But we also see in Luke chapter 18 in the Gospels, and I want you to get over there, Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And like I said, I know we're going kind of fast, but we have so many scriptures. I know I've been going kind of fast lately, but the Holy Spirit has been just giving me scriptures, and I really want to share them with you where you can go back and read them for yourself. You know, like Apostle Paul said, he loved his Berean church because they searched the scriptures daily to make sure what he say be of the word of God. And I need you to do that too, because we're fellow truth finders now. So we have to be that way. So number two, the will of God concerning you is to pray without ceasing. We said 1 Thessalonians 5 and 7, it says pray without ceasing. But now we're looking at Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and it says, and spake ye a parable unto them to end, and the men ought to always to pray and not faint. The way we communicate with God is through prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. Amen. And so he said, the will of God concerning you is to continue to always speak to me. I'm your father. Amen. I'm your father. I need you to speak to me. We can't have a relationship if you're not talking to me. Amen. And so the second thing for the will of God concerning you is to pray without ceasing. We should pray all the time. And prayer doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be these great words. Like Paul said, I don't come with you with excellency of word, but demonstration of power. Prayer is just simply speaking to God. Simply having a conversation with God, talking to God. And it's also prayer listening to what he, to talk back to you. Amen. We also see this in Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continually instant in prayer. And so the second will of God concerning you is to pray without ceasing. Number one was rejoice evermore. Number two is pray without ceasing. Number three, in everything, give thanks. And we've seen that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that's the statement that really prompts this whole message, amen. You have to be thankful. One thing about God is he hates murmuring and complaining. We see that with the children of Israel. Every time they murmur and complain, he was ready to destroy them. But God is looking for a people that's thankful and grateful. Sometimes it's hard for us to be thankful because we're looking at our situation. We're looking at our circumstances. We're looking at what we're going through. But God is saying to us, be thankful. Everything with thanks. Everything. Thank you for waking me. Thank you for clothing me. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you for my children. Thank you because, hallelujah, they haven't lost none to the grave. That's the will of God concerning you, for you to have a thankful heart. I think a lot of times we're not thankful because we're concentrated on the bad things. We concentrate on the things that are going on in our life. But God said, wait, my will is not for you to complain, even worry about that, because I have you. He said, he told us, in the Gospels, he said to us, look, you know, the birds of the air, they fly. They don't even know where their next meal coming from, but yet they sing in the morning. You wake up in the morning, you hear them singing. He said, just like that, you too, be thankful and grateful. That's the will of God concerning you. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. And Apostle Paul says this, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the third thing we have to understand, the will of God concerning you, you have to always be thankful. And I can't stress that more enough, that you have to be thankful. When you quit being thankful, it's like your children. When you see that your children are unthankful, that they don't appreciate what you do, it kind of makes you mad. Imagine how the Father in heaven feels when you're not thankful for the things you've done for, the little and the big things, amen? And number four, the will of God concerning you. Number four is quench not the spirit. And we see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. And it says that quench not the spirit. Don't reject or ignore the Holy Spirit. This is key. It results in the loss of any manifestation of the spirit. And so a lot of times, what we do. The Holy Ghost will be speaking. We've read in the Gospels that God was sending us a comforter. He was sending us a friend. He was sending us a prayer, Cleto, someone who will be with us always to the end to help us get through this until Jesus come back to get come back and get us. And so that's the Holy Spirit, the person, the Holy Spirit. A lot of times he speaks to us. When we say quench not the Spirit, it may don't extinguish, don't stop him, don't muzzle him when he's trying to help you, trying to direct you. I've learned over the years, when you quit listening to the Holy Spirit or you start to gaff off or just blow off what the Holy Spirit is telling you, he quits speaking to you. And then you get to a point that you're so far back from God that you don't even hear his voice anymore. So the will of God concerning you, don't quench the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is speaking, listen. When the Holy Spirit is speaking, do. That's key. You have to do what the Holy Spirit is saying. Think about it. Everything God tells you to do is because he loves you. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is your helper. Jesus told us that he's your helper and he's your comforter. And so you have to hear the Holy Spirit. That's the will of God concerning you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't quench him. Don't extinguish him. Amen. Number five, despise not prophesying. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. And it says, despise not prophesying. Here's the thing. Do not treat prophecy with contempt or disregard. A lot of people, hallelujah, even Apostle Paul said that I wish that we all had the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is simply echoing the words of God. It echoes what God is saying. God uses prophecy to encourage, to build up, to warn, to correct. That's God's way of speaking to you directly from heaven. And so when God sends, it takes the time out to speak to you. Don't despise it. Don't ignore it. God took the time out of his busy schedule, the whole earth, being the God of God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, hallelujah, to stop and give you a word directly. And for those of you who don't understand prophecy, and we taught on this a couple of years back, but I think I'm going to revisit this for those of you who are not familiar with prophecy. Prophecy is simply echoing the words of God. It's an echo from heaven. When God wants to get something to you, he'll use a vessel, either a prophet who's actually walking in the office of a prophet, or any Holy Ghost-filled believer can prophesy, amen? And he will send you a word, and it'll be a word that edifies. It'll be a word that heals. It'll be a word that encourages. It'll be a word that corrects, and it'll be a word that'll get you to that next destination in your life. It'll give you understanding. So don't despise it. If God takes the time to stop and speak to you, don't despise it. Don't disregard it. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling you, because God doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to speak to any of us, but he loves us so much that he takes the time to stop and speak to us. We even see that in this, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. And it says this, and it's back to what I just said. But he that prophesies speak unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. And so, and it says, and for, I'm going to read this too. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but that prophesy edify the church. God sends prophecy to help you. Don't despise it. And if you don't understand it, go to the scriptures and read about it. Don't disregard it. I know a lot of churches say, oh, God is not prophesying. Oh, yes, he does. He still speaks to his people. We're Holy Ghost-filled believers. He's speaking to us daily and often. Amen. And so number five, don't despise prophecy. And we're still talking about the will of God concerning you. Number six, pray, approve all things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 21 says, approve all things. Hold fast that which is good. So what do I mean when I say prove all things? Test everything by the Holy Spirit. We're talking about prophecy, teaching, and preaching. Many are beguiled because they do not know the word of God, or they don't try by the Holy Spirit. And so here, the will of God concerning you, let the Holy, and it goes back to what we said about quenching and listening to the Holy Spirit. You have to hear the word of God with the intent to obey, but you also have to use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will warn you when something is not right, when it does not be of God. And so when you hear the word of God, we've seen so many people who are beguiled or turned another way or even when we look at Jonestown and how he begat all those people because they did not know the word of God. They didn't use the Holy Spirit in them. They didn't let God warn them because warning comes before destruction. And so the will of God concerning you, if it doesn't feel right, you test it by the Holy Spirit. That's why God sent them to help you. Every teaching, every prophecy, every preaching, if it's not lining up with the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is not coming into agreement with you, you have to walk away from that thing. That's why I say you have to prove all things. That's how people are beguiled. That's how people are led astray, because when the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that it's not God, we don't walk away. We don't move away. We don't stop listening. We continue to stay in that place, and then we become defiled because we are getting lies instead of the truth that's making us free. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29, say, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. When someone's preaching or teaching or prophesying, the Holy Spirit in you would agree, and most of the time the Holy Spirit and everybody else will be on one accord, and it'll agree as well. And so the will of God is concerning you is to always prove things through the Holy Spirit, always, always, amen. Don't just do it because it sounds good. Test everything by the Spirit. Paul said, test the Spirit by the Spirit to see that it be of God. You have to do that, amen. Number 7 says, hold fast that which is good. We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20. And it simply says this. Okay, 20, despise prophecy. 21 was prove all things, amen. Number 7 is hold fast that which is good. That's something we have to do. A lot of times we will harp on the evil things and not hold fast to what's good. We will come in contact with people and we'll talk about the tragic things, but we won't talk about the goodness of God. We will have conversation starters about all the things that's wrong, but we won't go and say, hey, this is God. This is a good thing. This is what the Lord did. That might be, and I'm not saying it's not happening. He said, but let me tell you the good news. Let me tell you things that are going right. Let me tell you who's the answer to everything. And so that's the will of God concerning us, is to speak positive, not negative. Hallelujah. Go in the way of goodness and not in the way of evil. Amen. He also talks about it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So the will of God is concerning you. Number 7, hold on to the good thing. Don't meditate on the bad thing. Quit looking at the negative stuff. Quit harping on the negative stuff. The will of God, he said, we talked about rejoice being the number one. You can't rejoice if you're not thinking on the goodness of God. You're not thinking on the good things that God has done and God how is moving. Amen. And so the will of God concerning us, you, was number one, to rejoice evermore. Number 2 was to pray without ceasing. Number 3, in everything we're giving thanks. Number 4, we're quenching not the Holy Spirit. We're listening for the Holy Spirit with the intentions to obey. Number 5, we despise and not prophesying. Prophecy, when God sends a word straight from heaven, we're listening. We're writing it down. We know that it came from God. Amen. Number 6 was prove all things through the Holy Spirit. Test everything that comes across a pulpit, a person, through the Holy Spirit. Ask them if it be a God. Number 7, we said we were holding fast to that which is good. And we looked at Philippians 4 and 8, talks about things that we should be thinking of. Number 8 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. And he talks about it here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Everything, if it's not right, stay away from it. A lot of times, one thing in Chicago, which is funny to me, is we have what we call gaper's delay. And people are like, well, what is that? That means a gaper's delay is if it's an accident, people will stop and look. They will stare. They will stop traffic, not the side that has the accident. The other side are people just stopping and looking. And so when God says abstain from evil, you have to stay away from evil things. Whatever things are pure, but all those things that's not of God. A lot of times we think that we're invincible as Holy Ghost-filled believers and that we won't be tainted by those things. But God is dealing with us. You have to shun the very thought of evil. If you're an alcoholic, I'm not going to the bar. Amen. I'm abstaining from all forms of evil. If God has delivered me, I'm not going backwards. I'm not going back into the world. I'm not going back into those evil things. I'm not letting anybody talk or tell bear with me. I'm not doing those things anymore. That's the will of God concerning me. I'm walking away from those things. Amen. We also can look at Romans chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. It says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. You can't, you know, like we said, staying evil. If you know that someone's a gossiper, amen, you don't join in with that. Because now your good is going to be spoken evil for. You could be Holy Ghost-filled believer, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But you get to a point that your good is being spoken evil because, like the world said, birds of a feather flock together, amen? And so if that person's a talebearer or a liar or someone who likes to talk about people and you're spending all your time with that priest, you're looked at, your good is being spoken evil. You might not be doing it, but you have to abstain that very thing. You have to walk away from that thing. Don't even indulge in that thing. Like I said earlier, if you're an alcoholic, don't go to the bar. You're not going to go to the bar and evangelize and think you're going to witness to people. You have to abstain from the things. Stay away from those very things. Be led of the Holy Spirit. That's the key. Be led of the Holy Spirit and watch him do it. Amen. Number nine, and we're still talking about the will of God concerning you. Number nine says, warn them that are unruly. Amen. Number 10 says, comfort the feeble-minded. Number 11 is support the weak. And number 12 says, be patient towards all men. And this is all found in 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. That's why I read the whole chapter. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And that's all found in 14. Amen. When we talked last week about the ways, God said, look, first you have to warn the unruly. Don't do that. God doesn't like that. Amen. I'm not talking about police each other because the Holy Spirit will correct you. But you have to warn them, hey, that don't be of God. Amen. Number 10 says correct the feeble-minded. Comfort the feeble-minded. A lot of times people are not like-minded or are not at the level of maturity mentally and spiritually that we are. But God said you have to comfort them. If they don't understand, they just haven't got to the place that you are yet. But don't throw them away. That's part of the will of God concerning you. Amen. Number 11 says support the weak. A lot of times we have to be in a place where we're supporting those who are weak. A lot of times we especially in this culture that we live in, we throw away people who are weak. If they can't do what we do or they don't make the money we make or they're not going to places we get, we throw them away. But God says support the weak. He said, you know, those who are strong, support the weak. We have to build them up, not tear them down. That's the will of God concerning you. These are things that God wants you to do, amen. And number 12 is that be patient towards all men. God told us that patience has its perfect work. And I found that impatience is a spirit of pride. And we have to be in a place where we understand everybody's not going to be in a place we're at the same time we're on it. But God had grace and patience with us, so we should have grace and patience with others. And then it says, then the God of peace will separate you and make you whole, full in entirety. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And so today we talked about, and I know it was a lot of scriptures. Again, if you need the scriptures, you can always contact us online or send me an email. But the will of God concerning us is, like we talked about last time, it's not our ways. We're responsible for our ways. And so some things, the will of God concerning us. And so we have to be in a place, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it's some things that God is specifically telling us he wants us to do or be in. And if you follow these, you will see, hallelujah, it will be not hard to follow Christ because the will of God is in you. He will be able to speak to you. He'll be able to direct your ways. Amen. So I thank God for you all joining us here on Truth Finders on today. I know it was a lot of scriptures. We've been going through a lot of scriptures lately, but the Holy Spirit has really just been giving me scripture that you can take back and meditate and read on, amen. And again, you can always email us at perfectinloveoutreachministry@gmail.com or inbox us here on Facebook, amen. Listen, I thank you all for joining us, and I want you to remember, it's the truth that makes us free. God bless you, and have an awesome, awesome day.